This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy with the United States, saying Tuesday the U.S. expectations for talks would plunge them into a greater disappointment. Kim Yo-jong issued the statement after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described as an interesting signal her brother's recent statement that North Korea must be ready for both dialogue and confrontation, but more for confrontation. Her statement came as the top U.S. envoy on North Korea affairs, Sung Kim, is visiting South Korea. Biden administration officials are insisting that the election of a hardliner as Iran's president will not affect prospects for reviving the faltering 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. But there are already signs that their goal of locking in a deal just got harder. While the Biden administration maintains nothing has changed, optimism over a potentially imminent agreement fizzled even before the election. In his first public comment since the Friday election, incoming Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi rejected a key Biden goal of expanding on the nuclear deal if negotiators are able to salvage the old one. Local police say Taliban fighters have taken control of a key district in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province and encircled the provincial capital. The insurgent group's recent battlefield victories have come amid a stalemate in peace talks and a U.S. troop withdrawal still on pace to conclude by early September. Police in Kunduz said that the fighting around the Imam Sahib district began late Sunday, and by midday Monday, the Taliban had overrun the district headquarters and were in control of the police headquarters. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of the disaster in March of 2020, while the drive to put shots in arms hit another encouraging milestone. That's 150 million Americans fully vaccinated. The coronavirus was the third leading cause of death in the U.S. in 2020, behind heart disease and cancer. That's according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But now, as the outbreak loosens its grip, it has fallen down the list of biggest killers. CDC data suggests that more Americans are dying every day from accidents, chronic lower respiratory diseases, strokes, or Alzheimer's disease than from COVID-19. The Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has threatened to order the arrest of Filipinos who refuse COVID-19 vaccination and told them to leave the country if they would not cooperate with the efforts to contain the pandemic. Duterte, who is known for his public outbursts and brash rhetoric, said in a televised remark Monday night that he has become exasperated with people who refuse to get immunized and help spread the coronavirus. Cuba's government announced on Monday that its three-shot Abdala vaccine has proven to be 92% effective against the coronavirus and provided no details of the clinical testing. The Abdala is one of the vaccines Cuba is testing. It recently said its Soberana 2 vaccine has shown a 62% efficacy. The announcement came as Cuba faces its worst outbreak since the start of the pandemic. Panama's top diplomat said Monday she asked the United States for financial help in dealing with the large number of migrants who crossed the jungle between Colombia and Panama and plans to ask European countries to contribute as well. Foreign Minister Erica Moines says the United States is considering the request. She said she would ask European governments on her upcoming visit to Europe. She added that the number of migrants arriving at Panama's southern border is expected to rise in coming months. Australia said Tuesday it will strongly oppose a UNESCO plan to list the Great Barrier Reef as in danger over deterioration caused by climate change. The UN body released a draft report Monday recommending the reef's World Heritage status be downgraded because of its dramatic coral decline after years of public threats to do so. Environmental campaigners said the decision highlighted Australia's lack of action to curb the carbon emissions which contribute to global warming. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.